Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you so much for choosing to start the day together with me in God's Word. Today, we're in Psalm 128. Today's reading is in the form of a blessing that priests bestowed on pilgrims when they attended one of the major festivals in Jerusalem. The psalm concludes with a blessing upon Jerusalem. And God's saving words for us are this week are praise and thanksgiving. So, let's begin reading Psalm 128, beginning with verse 1. Happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by His commands. Your work will provide for your needs, and you will be happy and prosperous. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your home, and your children will be like young olive trees around your table. A man who obeys the Lord will surely be blessed like this. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life. May you live to see your grandchildren, and peace be with Israel. And today's key verse is Psalm 118, verse 1, where the psalmist writes, happy are those who obey the Lord, who live according to His commands. You know, beloved, this is happy, blessed, you know, with that word is used interchangeably in the Old Testament. And we have to be careful when we use it, because as we have learned in the past, that happiness comes from that old English word happenstance, which means all the things that are happening around you. And so if good and enjoyable things are going on around you, well, then you can be happy. But if bad things are happening, if even evil things are happening, well, then you can't be happy. And that expresses the supremacy of joy over happiness, because even in bad times, even in times of testing, we can have joy. We may not be happy about it, but we can have the joy that comes from knowing that our God is in control. Amen? And so here, the psalmist is saying, happy are those who live by His commands. And you know, that is true. If you live by the commands of God, even if there were no ever after, even if heaven and hell were just a fairy tale, you are going to live a life filled with peace, a life filled with good families, things like that, if you follow the Word of God. But praise God for those of us who know God as our Savior. Not only can we enjoy the life that we have here on earth, because just following God's laws, following God's principles will lead to a life of peace and happiness, but also when this life comes to an end, then beloved, we have life everlasting with our Savior. Amen. It's a win-win for those of us who know Jesus. Let's pray. Loving God, help me to obey You and live by Your commands. I thank and praise You for Your many blessings. Guide me this day so that all I do and say honors You and glorifies Your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 134, which is a call to praise God. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.